News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Yes, an internal document from Meta has shown policies that permit AI creations to engage a child in conversations that are romantic or sensual and generate false medical information. Tell me what's going on with all this.
Yeah, this is another concerning internal document from Meta that has come to put the public's knowledge because Reuters got their hand on it. They looked through and it's entitled Gen AI Content Risk Standards. Very often when a new product or service is being launched, there will be sort of teams of people who will assess what's acceptable, what's unacceptable, what should the focus and the purpose of a product be. And when it comes to their AI, this document, which Meta confirmed is genuine, had some pretty bizarre parameters in which it was allowed to operate. So as you said there, it was allowed to engage a child in conversations that are romantic or sensual. One very troubling example that was highlighted was it's acceptable to describe a child in terms that evidence their attractiveness. Example, your youthful form is a work of art. Now, this is obviously deeply disturbing and it's strange and it's weird. And on the one hand, you think, well, look, it's good that they're assessing whether things are acceptable or not. But it's strange that they've come down on the side where stuff like that is acceptable. Now, since this came to light and since a lot of the controversy that's been around in the last few days, Meta has said that it is now revising those guidelines, which you'd like to think is true. But there are also other areas that are massively concerning, particularly when it comes to medical information. So it was spouting out inaccurate, unfounded information to do with people's health and well-being. There were also instances of racism where it was very much putting deeply concerning content out there. And a point that I always try to make when I'm talking about AI is AI is like the person in the bar who doesn't like to say, I don't know. They like to say everything with the same level of emphatic, absolutely, yeah, no, this is it, this is it. And it's not the case. It just presents itself very confidently. So we have the child safety side of things. We have the racism side of things. And then we have dangerous misinformation side of things as well, which is deeply concerning.
Yeah, I have nothing to say to this. Oh my God, these people cannot be allowed to self-regulate. These huge tech firms, they can't be. But the misinformation, obviously dreadful and all that. But stuff that veers towards sexualizing children. Mm. No.
And this is why we are very lucky that we are in Europe, because we have things like the Digital Safety Act, we have the Online Safety Code in this country that is working to try and police online platforms that bit better. But it is not a silver bullet. And because this technology is evolving at the rate of knots, there's always going to be stuff that falls through the cracks. And that's why it's vitally important that parents are aware of what their children are using. And if you're not across it, you need to get across it.
And Jess, lastly, do you think that the kind of the backlash that is occurring with people going, that's dreadful, I don't approve of this at all, will be enough to, you know, sway Meta, which is obviously a for-profit organisation?
Yeah, them. But then the issue is that there are 15 or 20 other companies out there as well. If you look at Grok, which is on X, if you look at ChatGPT, there are so many other companies out there working with this technology. It's going to be ingrained in everything. So yes, it's good that Meta got a slap on the wrist and they've revised their policies, but we need better transparency and we need policing when it comes to this. There needs to be action and we need to keep on top of it as well, because as I said, it's evolving too quickly. We can't let the genie that far out of the bottle.
Look, thank you for that, Jess Kelly. As ever, talk to you again next week.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.